Psychiatrist never said what was wrong with me. He said I wasn't mad or anything. He said I had a four-faceted multiple personality disorder. Sounds mad to me.
Thank you.
Things used to be all right, eh? Though my mum did get a bit mad at me old man when he'd come over with enough pine eels to feed an army. She said that eels live on sewage. Yeah? Well, my old man must have been full of it because he'd eat the old bloody lot. He'd get out of his brain on booze. I don't think he ever twigged I was out of my brain on speed. Each to his own sewage. Why should I care if I got to cut my hair? I got to move in the fashion or be outcast. I know I should fight, and you know how, man, it's really alright. And I'm still living at home, even though it won't last. Found out I'd been at Brighton, she went potty. So I told her I was leaving. And she cheered up immediately. As I stood at the front door, my whole life in front of me, I took a glance at myself in the hallway mirror. Must have been the come down. I was a mountain of paranoia. So I popped a few more uppers and I went to a high numbers gig. But I went on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected.
You declared you would be free and she saw her. You're only me.
quite like The Godfather. No, I didn't mind them old rockers, as long as they stayed up on stage. Best of all, though, for me, were the eye numbers. They weren't mods, but mods liked them. They smashed up so much gear, nobody believed it was real. I could have done that. In the state I was in, I thought I was all of them. I felt really different the next day.
Every year is the same. I feel it again. I'm a loser. No chance to win. Please stop falling. Come down, it's calling. No, and it starts sinking in. But I'm one. I'm one. And I can't see that this is me. And I will be. You'll all see I'm one. Without a case, but I can't get that evil tan look on my face. You fit in close, and I blend in the crowd. Things so cozy, my voice too loud, but I'm one. I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. You'll all see I'm the one.
It was a joke. Trying to sleep on the street. I saw one of the eye numbers and he shouted, "How you doing?" Like he remembered me. "Working?" he said. I hated it when people said that. Of course I wasn't working, I was still at fucking school. I soon fixed that though. I got myself a job. No, it was dirty. But I was making £10 a week. It's only £2 less than my Uncle Simon, and he's been driving buses all his life. We'll be right back. I thought I could save them. The blokes I was working with. Poor bastards. Fuck them. Save yourself. They can't leave. They got families to keep. They think the town hall's a cathedral and the mayor's the pope. They deserve all they get.
Gun that fires cast. People die from being cold or left alone because they're old. Bombs are dropped on fighting cats and children's dreams are run with rats. You complain, you disappear, just like the lesbians and queers. Please, rain on me.
About 20 leapers at once, got a first class ticket to Brighton, and I set off to the land of my dreams. Jump into it and sink. I wandered around thinking about that summer of 64. 2,000 mods driving up and down on scooters. But now I was on my own. It was the end of the season. The place was almost deserted. My poor scooter. That had seen the last of the Brighton promenade.
I just couldn't face going home. It was such a drag on my own. They finally threw me out. My mom got drunk on stone. My dad couldn't stand on to me. And he lectured about morality. Oh, now I guess the family's coffee will be hanging out on the street. Dresser. Where's every fashion? Gets it to the tea. Heavens above, I've got to match her. I know just how she wants her man to be. Leave it to me. Gonna be shot. Slimming chicks, I'll ever touch a sea sucker. With an open neck, I ride a GS scooter. My head comes short, I'll wear my wartime coat in the winter sleep. I see her dancing across the ballroom. I'm just a better
Ice Spice dancing. The whole place would be dancing to some stupid dance he just made up. That's power for you. Why the fuck did I look up to people like that? Why did I need heroes when what I really wanted was to belong?
This can't be the scene. but I am in the water as far as I can see.
He was like Fred Astaire with a sawn-off shotgun. The ace face, that is. I saw him later that day. For a moment, it cheered me up. He was working in the biggest hotel in Brighton. But he wasn't a fucking manager.
fucking hotel. All built with flash. You remember the gaff? It was a door swing smashed.
Bellboy,
got to get running now.
Bellboy,
keep my lip buttoned down.
Bellboy,
tarry this baggage out.
Bellboy,
who's running and someone's bleeding out. On the beach, remember when the stars were in reach. I wander in early to work, spend my day getting glued to my books. Change when I look in your eyes.
You can learn a lot from a life like mine.
But the secret to me, it ain't flown like a flag. I carry it behind this little bag. What says?
Bellboy,
got to get running now.
Bellboy,
keep my lip buttoned down.
Bellboy,
tarry this baggage out.
Bellboy,
always running and someone's bleeding out.
In a pretty blasphemous mood by the time I left Brighton. It had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't even worth the effort. But I never thought I'd feel let down by being a mod. Schizophrenic? Ha! What a laugh! I remember thinking, Christ, it must be all right to be plain ordinary mad. So I stole this tiny little boat with an outboard motor, and I set out to sea.
Yeah! Turn up!
like the sort of noise you'd expect to hear in heaven. I was floating. I was nearly delirious. I switched off the engine and jumped onto the rock. The music stopped. I remember the come down I had. Felt sick from the booze. The sea was splashing all over the place. There was thunder in the distance. That's how I ended up there. The bleeding boat drifted off and I got stuck on the rock in a pissing rain with my four lives flashing before me. I was an ace face, a tough guy. I was Mr. Jim, a romantic. I was a bellboy. Carry a bag, sir. Finally, I was ordinary old Dr. Jimmy again. Yes, I was those things. Schizophrenic? I was being quadriphenic. something really big had happened to me. Not an end, not a beginning, but at last I knew what I needed. And I knew where to look for it.
Thank you. place for us.
Thank you!
Well, we started this thing in London back in May, and we want to really thank you for supporting us in this artistic venture called Quadrophenia. And it's very interesting, actually. You know, we've just done a tour of the States with it. It's very interesting. It's wonderful to play it in front of some real mods, old and new. And this is our way of thanking you, you know, for coming and for lending us your dough to pay for our screen and our movie. We love you, really. Thank you so much.
take a bite of a new revolution. Smiling, green, change all around. Pick up my guitar and play. Just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray.
bars,
the same as the old bars.
All you need is the new bars, they're the same as the old bars.
I love Magic Bus myself.
Substitute!
When I do shows on my own without Roger, I do about 40 a week usually. I do a 12-hour version of Magic Bus.
We'll do one now.
We can all go and have a sleep.
Should we do it after this or before this?
Let's do it when the band comes.
What about next week?
We're going to do a love ballad.
sad man behind the words.
The one who got away.
To do Quadrophenia live this way, we discovered when we tried to do it, when we first did it back in the 70s, that we didn't have enough musicians, because on the album we did so much special work. You know, John Entwistle played dozens and dozens of brass parts so brilliantly on the record. Lots of synthesizers and stuff like that. So we've got a big band with us, and please let me introduce them to you on brass. We've brought some players back from the States. Let me introduce them first. Nick Lane! Roy Wigan! Dennis Farias! And two guys that played in the park with us and kicked us off earlier on. At the back there, Simon Gardner! And this is their leader who did the arrangements, Neil Sidwell! Over here on backing vocals, Keith Morrell. On vocals and our music director, this is Billy Nichols. Great rock and roll piano player. I met this guy in 76. I was doing an album with Ronnie Lane, one of the original archetypal Ace Face mods. And this guy walked in, one of the greatest rock and roll piano players in the world, actually, from Texas, John Rabbit Bungry. And on keyboards, covering all the stuff that was done on synthesizer, a lot of the special effects that you hear out there tonight, and some that you didn't hear, I think you noticed, are provided by a wonderful keyboard player who's doing all kinds of things up there apart from playing beautiful piano, Mr. John Carey. With the lady on the stage tonight, playing percussion, worked with her for a long time, the incredible Jodie Lynn Scott! And when we started, if you saw the show at Hyde Park or anywhere in the early part of the States tour, we had three guitar players up here, and we trimmed it down, and the guy that is covering a lot of the electric guitar that I prefer not to play for various reasons. It's not because I'm deaf, I just like to play acoustic guitar a lot these days. This guy I found sort of round the corner. This is my brother, Simon Townsend. He's doing a good job. The most difficult chair to fill in The Who is always the drum chair. Whenever we do anything with the three of us, we always miss Keith Moon really a lot. I think this young man does the best job of anybody that's ever tried. Although we've played with some fabulous players in the past. This is incredible, extraordinary Zach Stuckey! And that's our band. They bought me a new guitar, so I'm going to try it out tonight. Yeah, it sounds alright. The only trouble is, the strings ain't very good. Oh, thank you, Pete. Thank you.
I went back to the rolling field. I fell in jail like a dang car. Words kicked off and it's in jail. I say smack it like a cut. I'm looking back on my busy day. 11 hours in the tin can. God, there's got to be a fucking better way. But who are you? Come on, tell me, who are you?
yourselves. Thank you. Be lucky. Good night. Thank you so much. Good luck. God bless.